I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A long-standing effort to replace a church with a mosque in Kenya's northern town of Garissa culminated in an attack by 50 Muslim youth. The attack left the building in ruins and injured 10. Jonathan Racha with International Christian Concern says Christians are turning to authorities, but
no one in the administration is protecting them. The Christians are not being protected, and the people who attacked them are free on the street. They're not imprisoned, so it is really disappointing. The Muslims in Garissa are openly saying that they're going to destroy other churches too.
Go to our website to contact the Kenya Embassy. Meanwhile, in Uganda, people believe that an albino child is a curse on the family. Born without melanin pigment, their appearance causes them to be shunned. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're collecting sunglasses for distribution at Christmas.
It's a very significant gift for them. It's just a way of showing them the love of Jesus. And then at the same time, as we distribute these, we will be telling them about Jesus and sharing with the children the reason why he came into the world.
Go to our website for details on how you can help. And Guatemala currently has about 370,000 orphan children. Many of them are living on the streets. Well, this week, Mission Network News is teaming up with 91.3 WCSG and Orphan Outreach to take a team of 23 to love on these kids. With the help of local ministries, the team will be sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School, telling them about Christ, something that will last for eternity. Pray that God will prepare the hearts of both the kids and those on the trip. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens from former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.